Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. We're glad you're with us. Southern Bancorp Studio, that's where we're at today, and always happy to be here. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which would be a great place to take your family for dinner tonight, and an even better place to cater the next Southern Miss tailgate. Homecoming is over. All right, Bob Getty, Demon Mixon, Kelly Center. Demon, you know it's a special day when Kelly's dressed up like a grown-up. Kelly, what's the deal? You got on dress pants, a shirt?
Well, you know, besides being the mega radio star that I am, I have an insurance agency, and occasionally I will meet with clients. And
occasionally is a good description.
And want to give them the respect that they deserve by dressing up every once in a while.
He doesn't do that for us, does he?
He definitely doesn't.
The respect that my clients deserve.
I'm surprised he gives anybody respect to me. Yeah.
What a crowd. What a crowd. Yeah. No, well, respect.
They're paying him money, so he'll be respectful to them.
That's right.
Is it true? I haven't brought this up. We'll get to our first guest.
And I don't make Scott Watkins' kind of money, but I'm working on it.
Is it true you stuck this young man for lunch?
I told him that I would take him to lunch, but he didn't. Oh, we just don't have time. Or wait a minute.
You forgot your wallet in the car is what happened.
Oh, you're kidding me.
You didn't, because now Bob's going to say he always forgets his wallet.
He said, I got your lunch. I got your lunch. We get up to the cashier. Oh. I don't know where it is.
We've seen that play before.
I didn't think for 1 minute he was getting my lunch.
Rats. I almost got away with it, but Bob knows all my tricks.
Diva catches on quick.
The other one.
Maybe we should move to our guest.
Yeah, but the other one real quick is I have a $100 bill in my wallet, and then when I go to pull it out, I'll go, man, I really don't want to break this $100. And it goes back in there. So.
Kelly's money cries to him at night. No, Daddy, we don't want to go away. Please don't.
All the bills
go.
In my wallet have George Washington on them because he was the only president when they were printed.
Yeah, I believe that.
I believe that.
All right, let's get to our guest. Scott, are you still with us, or did you say I've heard enough of this crap and I'm hanging up?
I just about left there for a second.
Scott's with the Biloxi Sun-Herald, and we like everything about Scott except he's a Troy graduate.
Ooh,
but that's why we brought him on the show today, because Scott, it's barring anything unexpected, it appears that we're looking at a Troy Southern Miss showdown for the Western Conference Championship. And if that happens, how good is Troy, and what would the Golden Eagles be facing?
You know, Troy's weird, and I feel weird talking about him because I haven't yet been impressed by them. And I've seen most of the games. I've seen one of their games in person at this point. And my takeaway at this point is that they are, I think, the team in the West that is benefiting the most from this being a very down year for the Sun Belt Conference. Mm-hmm. And there's just not a lot of good football. Just to be honest, I mean, the West, Louisiana is not nearly as good as maybe people thought they'd be. Texas State is terrible. South Alabama is not good. ULM is not good. I think Troy is that team that, especially defensively, they are benefiting a lot. And offensively, I don't really trust it because Tucker Kilcrease last year and then through his first couple starts this year, he looked more like a third-string safety than a quarterback. And then out of nowhere, he throws for 400 against Texas State. And he's kind of reverted back to the mean a little bit. So I'm not hugely impressed by Troy. They get after the quarterback on defense. They that's kind of their identity. But other than that, they have scraped by in a lot of these games.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. I know that everybody's like putting up Troy on this pedestal, maybe even with the James Madison Southern Misses, who are leading both conferences. But like Scott, you're saying, you know, they've kind of scraped by overtime win and versus South Alabama, kind of a miracle win at Texas State. The Texas State, you know, kicker missed the field goal there. They got two tough games. I think the next two games will tell us a lot about Troy. Arkansas State at home, which, you know, I don't really know how good Arkansas State is. I think they're also benefiting, like you're saying. But a road game at Old Dominion, to me, will really tell us how, you know, good this Troy team is and could be when they face Southern Miss at the end of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking to some folks over on that side recently, and that's the two games I circled, Arkansas State and Old Dominion. Arkansas State is a team that is built to sneak a team like Troy. I mean, they don't have much of an offensive line, which matches up great with Troy, but they are just explosive behind it, and they can score points in a hurry, as we saw against Texas State. So that is a team that Troy may have to keep pace with, and we're going to find out if that's something that they can do consistently. And, of course, Arkansas State, they've got one of the 10 worst defenses in Sun Belt history as well. So Troy might be able to pull it out. And then you go to Old Dominion. That's a much tougher game. I don't see right now Troy winning that game, but I don't think it's going to matter in the Sun Belt West race.
Right.
You got Georgia State, and you're just kind of you're easing into that. Yeah, you're looking at Southern Miss being the game.
And I don't want to – I mean, I think everything that you guys have said is right on, but I don't think we should necessarily – and I'm not suggesting that you are, but I don't think we should diminish what Southern Miss has done, even though they're in the Western Division, which clearly is the weaker division this year. But what Huff and his crew have done, just from a morale standpoint and everything else, Scott, how would you describe it?
Yeah, I was trying to carefully talk about Troy because I don't know that I would put Southern Miss in the same boat as far as – benefiting from the league being down. What I like about Southern Miss is that there's a clear identity on both sides of the football. You don't even have that with Troy. You don't know what you're going to get with your quarterback at Troy. You know who your quarterback is at Southern Miss. You know you've got a lot of playmakers around him. And you have an average competent offensive line, which is miles better than what you've had before. And so, and defensively, you have this phenomenal secondary. And you know what the identity is. You know that they're going to bend. They're going to bend the whole game, but they're going to create opportunities for themselves, get those big takeaways, create those big plays. I also like that Southern Miss has shown an ability to adapt week to week, something that I don't know was really talked about enough this year, is just how bad this team got on third downs for a while. It cratered against Louisiana, one conversion. Mm-hmm. And then they come back against ULM, and they've rectified that. And then in postgame, you hear efficiency over and over and over again. Whatever word in postgame you hear the most, that's what they talked about during the week. And so you have proof of concept, proof of they can adjust, they can get it done, they can figure out how to win. That's why I like Southern Miss a lot better than Troy right now.
Scott, real quick high school question before I let you go. Yeah, Gulfport and D'Iberville this weekend, big high school matchup down there. What's the coast thinking, and how do you think it's going to turn out?
Yeah, I just spent like 12 hours on those tiebreakers. My brain is a little fried there. Gulfport, 90% chance. I mean, all they have to do is win the game or lose by 11 or less, and they are going to win that division for the first time since 2019. So that's my expectation.
Hey, one more question from me, too, before we let you go. And I want to go back to the Southern Miss thing. After what I just heard you say about your alma mater, and that was an honest evaluation. I mean, you did that as a journalist, not as a fan. Are we getting ahead of ourselves to think that the Troy Southern Miss game is going to decide the West, or is Troy in danger of losing some games between now and then?
They're in danger of losing some games, but I don't know that they're in danger of losing enough games. Yeah. I mean, who else at this point is going to sneak past them in such a short amount of time? It's possible. Mm-hmm. But how much trust do you have in the other teams to pull together?
Now, let me interrupt you. Both teams, both Southern Miss and Troy, still have to play Arkansas State.
Yeah.
Is that a potential stumbling block for both teams, or are we writing off Arkansas State too soon?
I wrote off Arkansas State a while ago. Yeah. I don't like them very much. that South Alabama game was maybe the worst football I've ever seen in my life. That is a team that I think Troy can stumble against. They can get Southern Miss, but I'd be surprised with the way that Southern Miss plays on defense. I think they match up really well. Uh-huh. Then Louisiana is a team that, and App State, both of those teams, that's a tough finish for Arkansas State. So, no, I don't have much faith in them.
I got you. It's good stuff, Scott. We appreciate it, man, very much.
The worst football he's ever seen. He obviously has not been watching the Bengals much on Sunday.
Nobody watches the Bengals.
Okay.
I'll throw in one other one, Scott, and Dima can help me out here. It was just a week or so ago, South Alabama was playing somebody during the midweek. Do you recall who that was?
Arkansas State.
It was somebody. Mm-hmm. It was horrible.
It was.
It was painful to watch. It was terrible.
Yep.
All right, Scott. Thanks, man. We really do appreciate your input.
Absolutely. Thank y'all for having me.
Scott Watkins, everybody, from the Biloxi Sun-Herald. Not too high on his alma mater, is he?
I'm not high on them. I get the people are saying like it's going to be this showdown and stuff. I still think Southern Miss might be 7 or 8 point favorites. I just think that they're that much better than pretty much any other team in the West.
And I think any outsider looking in would say clearly the cream of the crop in the Sun Belt right now are James Madison, Southern Miss, in either order.
Yeah. All right, as we head into the break, Forest Health wants to remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun. Of course it is. But don't forget the most important player, that's you. Get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. Hard for me to describe how delighted I am to have Forest Health as part of the Eagle Hour family. We're really happy about that. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Scott Watkins down on the coast. Biloxi Sun-Herald does a good job covering Southern Miss sports. Appreciate his input. Eagle Tire West, the good friends of ours, they invite you to see them for premium Goodyear products. Full auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West Hattiesburg. Family operated, locally owned since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, and big, big Southern Miss supporters. As is Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street, great, delicious beignets made to order, great coffees. Kelly always knows the top. Pumpkin, right? Pumpkin right now.
That's right, this time of year. Right.
Are you a pumpkin guy?
I am. I'm an everything guy.
How right? about you? You like pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice.
Oh, I thought you were meaning Kelly's belly.
And apple pie.
Oh, my bad.
Pumpkin spice and apple pie.
It kind of looks like a pumpkin, you know? With that orange plaid shirt on.
You know, I don't condone violence against young people, but I understand it.
But you understand.
Yeah, I do.
You can enjoy the Sour Patch I bought you.
Do you like pumpkin spice?
No, I don't like anything pumpkin, coconut, anything.
Let me point out, these guys are just knocking down some big bag of chewy candy since we got in the studio.
Full of sugar.
He can't really say nothing because he's eating them too, Kelly.
Yeah, but look at my body.
He brought them. It's flat. He brought them.
My body at one time was, I was a flat body too, Kelly.
One time.
Yeah, years ago. It's been a long time. But I'm a bodybuilder, man. It's taken me 40 years to look like this.
Bodybuilder.
Yes.
You can't do that overnight.
That's right.
Braylon Braxton, named to the 2025 Davey O'Brien quarterback class. I guess that's a compliment, right? I
mean, yeah, the Davey O'Brien's one of the most prestigious quarterback awards in the country. You know, looking at all the other names he was on there with, you saw pretty much all the other, best quarterbacks in the country right now, and people who are quarterbacks who are in line for the Heisman race as well. So yeah. He deserves it. He was on the watch list at the beginning of the season. Now he's one of the quarter finalists, I guess.
Hey, real quickly, later in the show, we're going to have Kay James. Southern Miss suffered a big loss with Janice Felder. One of the really – Kelly and I old enough to remember. I'd say one of the two or three top women basketball players ever here, Kelly.
I think if you have that discussion, I think Janice Felder and maybe Pauline Love would be the two that would come to mind. You know, Ruthie Bolton was quite a basketball player, but I don't think she went to Southern Miss, but she's from the Perry County area, and she played, you know, in a lot of international type competitions. Yeah. But
I would think Dominique Davis has to be in the top four or five. Yeah.
In time, I don't think you ever really appreciate somebody until they're gone a little while.
I think you're right.
And Dominique is still fresh in everybody's mind from a couple seasons ago.
We'll have that later. Let's go back to football. I want to ask you guys this: are we getting ahead of ourselves? I mean, we're guilty about saying this. Oh, the Troy game going to be the showdown. Are we getting ahead of ourselves, Dima? Is there still danger in the path for Southern Miss?
Not past Arkansas State. I mean, Arkansas State's going to be kind of that weird road game where you probably just want to get out of there with a win no matter how it looks. But, I mean, Texas State and South Alabama are just so bad. I mean, you just can't imagine Southern Miss, and especially since they get the harder one of those two, Texas State at home. You know, it's really hard to imagine them stumbling there. In either of those two games, I know they haven't beaten South Alabama in football ever. No. But, I mean, if they can't beat them this year, they may never beat them.
Well, Kelly, I have this point, too. Here's a fact. Southern Miss is beating teams that are not very good, but they're dominating those teams. And to me, that's the difference.
And there's two reasons for that. Number one, they're simply better, as it turns out. The second thing is, and again, where's that dead horse? Southern Miss is healthy. I mean, they essentially have the same guys that they had opening day when you look at some of these other rosters who have been decimated by injuries. And you can call it strength and conditioning, which that's certainly part of it. But the other thing is just pure luck. I mean, you just and what goes around comes around, because there was a season not too long ago that Southern Miss went through 8 quarterbacks.
Monroe is a great example of what you just said. That was a pretty good football team at the start of the year. They had a lot of hope. They were but they just wiped out with injury.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is, with how bad the West is, you know, it's not a good football division. It's not as good as the East. It's just that's just the bottom line. Somebody has to be winning those games, right? So that's why I think Scott's saying, like, Troy and Arkansas State are kind of the beneficiary. But, like, when you look at Troy's schedule, like, overtime, field goal win, you know, like, they're not just blowing teams out. Southern Miss, on the other hand, dominated Georgia Southern in that first half. Yeah, Georgia Southern came back a little bit, but Southern Miss was in control of that game. They dominated Appalachian State. They you know, played a gritty win against Louisiana and then dominated ULM. That's not happening with the other teams in the league. And so, you know, that to me is what sets Southern Miss apart from the other teams in the West. And it's kind of on the other side, the East. Like, James Madison is also dominating the teams they play when the other teams aren't.
You think they'll win the East?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a big game tonight that is going to be determining who James Madison is going to have to play to get that crown. Marshall on the road to Coastal tonight on ESPN, I believe, 6:30. That's a huge game. The winner of that game – both teams will host James Madison, but the winner of tonight's game will basically decide if they could win the East.
You like Coastal, don't you, Kelly?
They're a team that has come out of nowhere. They were expected to do nothing in the Eastern Division, which is just what they like. You know, they said it at Media Day. That's fine. We'll prove everybody wrong, and so far they have. Now they're in the big spotlight tonight, so we'll see if they've got any stage fright. But they're getting points at home, so the odds makers like Marshall in this game. I really like Coastal with the point. They're clicking on all cylinders right now. They're playing with confidence. They're at home. As Dima mentioned, they know what's on the line. So they're not expecting anybody else to do their dirty work. They're going to try to do it themselves.
And if Coastal wins, they play Georgia State, I believe, which is their last Sun Belt game. Then they have a South Carolina matchup on the road, you know, which isn't a conference game. So if Coastal were to win tonight, beat Georgia State, then the last game of the regular season would then decide the East. James Madison at Coastal Carolina.
And you talked about how Troy has just gotten off the hook several times.
Yeah.
Really, the same is true of Arkansas State. Arkansas State has walked off two or three games with last-second field goals or missed extra points or things like that. So I think quality of play, the lack of injuries, Southern Miss right now, in my opinion, head and shoulders, but including Troy, head and shoulders better than anybody in the West.
Almost a certainty, Dima, if it comes down to Southern Miss and JMU, it would be there. It would be a road game.
I think so. Especially, I mean, obviously, Southern Miss fans want to root for JMU to lose. I think that's number one. But if it's both teams are undefeated in the conference, which is what we're looking at right now, I would think that it would be in Harrisonburg.
But again, Huff and company went on the road last year.
Yeah, but it wasn't the JMU.
That's
a tall task.
But it was to Louisiana. And by the way, if you are going to cheer against James Madison, I know who your head cheerleader is, and I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, I'm tired of James Madison. But well, I think you're right. I think I think right now, overall, they're probably the best team in the league.
Yes. Yeah. But it would be fun to see this Southern Miss team get on the field with them, I think. And mm-hmm. I think that would be good for the league to get the two. You got to say they're probably the two best teams in the league. To get both of those teams in the championship game is what we should, you know, ask for. It's the same with last season in baseball. Like, Coastal and Southern Miss should have been in that championship game, and they were, and it was a great game.
And they didn't schedule them to play each other this year, did they? Isn't that
you know, I inserted baseball in there. Just
Yeah.
Now, I know we've done a lot of remotes lately, but if it does get to be Southern Miss at JMU, is there any way that the Eagle Hour could go?
We should be. Yeah, right? We should be.
I would think so.
Would you bring your wallet?
Gosh, I don't. I just don't know.
He doesn't want to lose it.
Just can't seem to find it. I don't know where it is.
He reminds me, years and years ago, my wife flew out to San Diego to stay with our business partner for a few days, and keep in mind, we're going to San Diego for a week. We get in the cab, and I look at my wife, and I say, I forgot to ask you, how much cash did you bring? She proudly said, $20.
At cab, Dima, by the way, is what you guys call Ubers today.
Yes. I know what a cab is.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Well, interesting conversation yesterday with Jeremy McClain. And again, Jeremy, we really appreciate it. He never says no to us. Real quickly, Kelly asked him.
Yeah, I know. It was a good it was a drop the ball question, and I could kind of tell he didn't expect it, to be honest.
But it was a fair question, don't you think?
Which the question, of course, we're referring to is he prepared to lose his head coach at the end of the season?
And he said, "That was a fair question."
Oh, it's definitely a fair question. I think he answered it right. And I think Kelly said off air, which I agree with him. I think we would have been alarmed if he'd have been like, "No, we haven't even thought about it." Because that's not Jeremy McClain. Right, and so it's a business. I mean, that's just right. the way it is,
and that's the way Kelly framed it.
Yeah. I think they'll try their best to match whatever anyone else would offer him. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair to say that they're going to try to keep him here as best as they can. But at the end of the day, teams would be foolish not to at least talk to him and interview
him. If I was an athletic director looking for a football coach, I'd be real anxious to talk to Charles.
I agree.
And I think it would be great that Southern Miss tries to keep him if we get put in that situation. But look, the financial artillery that some of these other schools have.
No, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, I don't think he's going to get a phone call from any of the bigger jobs like LSU, Penn State. But I think there's so many jobs on the market now. You know, that the ripple down effect is, I think, where those teams.
And if these are all ifs, we hope Coach Huff stays forever.
Yeah.
But it's a business. Reality that probably his successor is already here.
It's very possible. Yeah. I think they'll Blake do Anderson. A search, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Let's win the league first, right, guys?
And I know Coach Huff's in his office saying, finally! Somebody says, let's just win the league.
Yeah, no, well, obviously that's – and obviously we've become big fans of Coach Huff.
Sure.
We want everybody to understand that. All right, when we come back, Kay James is going to join us. Going to be kind of a sad segment, but in a way not. Talk about one of the great, great Southern Miss female athletes of all time who, unfortunately, we've lost.
We'll be celebrating the life of Janice Felder next on the Eagle Hour.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
That's right. Welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air across the Super Talk Radio Network. We're glad you're with us. DBAT sponsors this segment of the show. DBAT on Hardy Street, where former All-American Luke Reynolds can hook your kids up for baseball and softball training. Adult sports training as well. They got great experts down there. It's a beautiful facility and a great place to think about upcoming Christmas gifts. Also want to thank our good buddies at MCS Home Center. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, they've got it. MCS Home Center in Bellevue, Hattiesburg's newest home improvement center with local folks eager to help you.
And the Christmas open house is scheduled for this Saturday, December 1st at 10 o'clock at MCS.
Legendary basketball coach Kay James joins the show now, who we were having a little fun with during the break. And, Dima, I'll bet you'll agree, this was the best description of our friend Kelly I've ever heard. Coach James goes, well, Kelly, yeah, he's special.
I know. It was. She was like, Kelly? Oh, that guy's special.
That could be used. You could go down any different avenue with that term special.
Hey, yeah. One of the great women basketball coaches, I think it's fair to say, of all time at any university is Kay James. And, you know, Coach, I don't think a lot of people realize this, but you took your basketball team from Southern Miss to the Sweet 16 of the big tournament. And you were pretty much an NCAA regular when you were coaching, Coach.
All right.
And we always remember that. You lost one of your great players. The news broke today that Janice Felder passed away after a lengthy battle with cancer. You and I talked about this morning. It was a real struggle. And you described her as a warrior in her fight with cancer. She was a warrior on the court. Let listeners know who may be too young to know about Janice Felder just what a force she was, Coach.
All right. She played at Southern Miss from 1990 through 94. And while she was there, she broke all records. Most of them are still standing today, from rebounding to scoring to, she made the Metro Conference Player of the Year four times, or either she was on the first team. What she did above all other players is she brought national exposure of USM across the nation. When she, when we were in the Sweet 16 that same year, she was voted on the Kodak All-American team. And what that is that's your 10 top players in the nation out of about 400 universities. That's the 10 top players. It's not just an all-tournament team. It's a United States All-American team, top 10. That is hard to do. That is something nobody else has done, and probably be a long time before that happens again. But she was a special player. She was very humble. You would never know that she was an All-American by talking to her. All you had to do is watch her play, and you would say, wow, she is definitely something special. She will definitely be missed at Southern Miss, but she set so many records that it'll be hard for anybody to match that and in the same year do the All-American thing, the Kodak All-American player.
She was primarily a post player, Coach Kay James, and talk about her skill set when she first showed up on campus and how that same skill set evolved in her tenure at Southern Miss.
Well, she improved a lot when she got there, but she was an excellent high school senior. She got offered over 200 college scholarships coming out, and I think we were very fortunate at Southern Miss to be the closest college to her hometown. She wasn't going anywhere that she had to travel too far. She wanted her mother and her sisters and all to be able to come and watch her play, so we were very fortunate in selling her mother as well as Janice on Southern Miss, and very fortunate to get her. Now, she improved every year that she was there. She just worked hard, but she was an outstanding player coming out of South Pike. So, you know, when you got that many people offering you scholarships, and that was a long time ago now, that was 1990, you could have gone anywhere. We were blessed for her to choose that. But as she matured and she settled in and she looked around, I'm sure she told herself, hey, I can play this game on the college level. In fact, I can play this game a lot better than most people. Now, she was only 6 foot. That's stretching it by about a half an inch. But she could jump out of the gym. When we were in the Sweet 16, we were playing Connecticut, and they had a 6'4 and a 6'8 post players. Now, our tallest one was Janice at 6, and then it went down to 5'11 and on down. And we stayed in that ball game predominantly because of Janice. We would press, and when she got down the floor, she could get down there a lot quicker than those two taller players from Connecticut. And we'd get the ball into her, and she could score. We stayed in the game till about the eight-minute mark of the fourth quarter, and then, of course, their height took advantage of us playing in a half-court situation. But she was an outstanding athlete. She loved to run the floor. She loved to rebound, very physical going up, had a nice jump shot. She could shoot anywhere from 10 feet in with her jump shot, but she loved posting up, and you know, she was just one of those players that worked hard and got better and got more recognition as she got older, you know, from one year to the next. I think almost every year she was there, she averaged about 20 points a game and 10 rebounds or so.
Well, the fact that you were hanging with Connecticut, you know, they've done all right.
Pretty good.
They're pretty good. Yeah. They're not bad.
But I would think, Coach James, though, once you landed Janice Felder, did you kind of feel, if not before, that put Southern Miss women's basketball on the map, that you were able to get a young woman who had, you know, that many other offers to go other places?
Not immediately. We were very proud that she chose us, and we knew she could do some good things, but you have to mold four other players around her, and they have to gel and, you know, be able to play well together. So the first year, we didn't get as much national exposure. We got Mississippi exposure and conference exposure with her, but from the sophomore year on, we were nationally ranked, I think, all 3 years that she was there, and she had a lot to do with that.
Of course, Coach, after she played at Southern Miss, she took a job as the coach at South Pike, taking over as head coach in 2011 through 2016. Did you stay in contact with her while she was coaching there, and kind of what was your you know, communication with her through her coaching years?
I stayed in contact with her. I never did go and watch one of her teams play, but, I, you know, when they would play well, I think one of the years they won the state championship, was it 2011, something like that? And I sent her text messages and all, but, you know, once I retired, I was retired.
There you go.
2,000 games was enough for me.
In our conversation this morning, you said something I thought was very poignant. You said that you weren't sad today because you knew where Janice Felder is, and you kind of lightheartedly said that you figure that her and Joy Lee are trying to put together a basketball team as we speak.
Oh, I am sure of that. I know that they both love the Lord, and they are both together in heaven. The Bible tells us the minute we close our eyes as a believer that we are in heaven with the Lord, and I know they are putting a team together. I just hope I can get up there in time enough to be able to coach them, because I know unless the Lord gives me a lot more strength, I'm not going to be playing. But he might let me coach them again.
I heard Esther and Ruth have a good backcourt, you know, duo, Esther and Ruth for the Heavens basketball team. Esther.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Good.
But knowing Janice Felder and Joy Lee McNellis, they're probably competing against each other in a shuttle run, or they're competing somehow.
In something. And and Coach, is it fair to say that you think Joy Lee had plenty to say when she saw Janice?
I'm sure she did. I'm sure she hugged her neck first, and then she took Janice by the hand and said, let's go.
You're right.
You know, we don't know a lot about heaven, but we just do know that it's wonderful, and it's gonna be a place where there's no more pain and joy. And Janice both had cancer, and they were both warriors, and it's sad for us that are left behind, because within 6 months or less, we lost two of our special people at USM. Mm-hmm.
Coach, I thank you for coming on. It's always an honor to have you on the show, and we always enjoy our conversations with you, and thank you very much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you for calling.
All right, Coach K. James, everybody. Man, she sounds like she can still coach if you ask me. Talking about post-up and perimeter shooters and what have you.
Yeah, but like she said, 2,000 games or whatever it was, was
people
plenty.
People that weren't around, I don't think, have a full appreciation of just what kind of coach she was. I mean, Southern Miss was a nationally ranked women's basketball team under her.
And you look at Coach James, too. She's very slightly built. She's not very verbose. She's not very talkative or loud like you'd think other coaches.
She could do it.
She could. She could teach it.
All right. Super Talk Eagle Hour continues after this.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Really appreciate Kay James coming on. I just love talking to her. She's just historic, really, in many, many respects. And we really appreciate her being here. 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors the fourth segment of our show every day, and we like those guys as well. Slade and all the guys had lunch there this week, as a matter of fact, and you should too, especially tomorrow. Catfish Friday, my friends.
And, of course, tonight they'll have the big the big Sun Belt game.
That's right.
Coastal is hosting against Marshall.
Hey, before we turn this back over to Dima, I want to give a shout-out to Stacy at Enhanced Wellness Center in the Jackson area, I think, Brandon. But my wife was having a phone conversation with her this morning, and she said, "You must be Bob Getty's wife." And went on to tell her that she's a big listener of the Eagle Hour. She's a Southern Miss graduate. She likes you guys.
She likes Kelly?
Yeah, she likes everybody, apparently. Wow. And Stacy, we like you. And thank you very much for listening to the Eagle Hour.
You got her number?
I do, but I'm not giving it to you.
Does this mean we'll have a remote in Brandon soon?
Don't give Ben Winpigler any ideas.
Don't give Ben Winpigler any ideas. He'll have us in Northern Alabama doing a remote next Friday. Do you hear what he said in my office? "Well, you guys are making me a lot of money."
Yeah.
"Well, thank you, Ben."
Yeah.
Monday we'll be in Nashville, and then Tuesday we'll be in Boston.
Exactly right. All right.
You know, there's some big high school games, area games, that will just determine playoff seeding.
In Boston? Is that where we're going?
Yeah, Boston, yep. We'll start with the team across the street here, Oak Grove. They play in a huge game at Northwest Rankin tomorrow night, and that game will decide the winner clinches a playoff berth and likely the 2 seed, because Petal looks like they've kind of taken the 7A, that district's 1 seed. Now, the loser, if Oak Grove were to lose to Northwest Rankin, that they would have a must-win game next week to even make the playoffs.
And that would be against Pearl, probably.
Correct. Lumberton versus Taylorsville. Lumberton school down the road a little bit. Taylorsville coming to Lumberton tonight. That's that game's tonight. Lumberton, if they win, they could clinch a share of the championship there in District 1A. Hattiesburg and West Jones tomorrow night, which is the game of the week. Everybody's talking about it. Both teams undefeated in region play. The winner takes control of the Region 3 and 6A. Sacred Heart is still alive. They are in a winner go home tomorrow night. Purvis is also in a win and clinch tomorrow night. Forest County Agricultural High School is in a win and clinch tonight. PCS and Tylertown, they've both clinched the playoffs, so good for PCS and moving, you know, to the NHAS. The winner of that game secures the 2 seed. Summerall is still alive. They have to win to clinch tomorrow night against Laurel. Petal can win. If they win, they would win the division. And then North Forest is playing Bay Springs, and they have already clinched the playoff spot, and that is a non-region game. So almost every one of my area teams are in a win and clinch scenario.
Well, you cover it, and Kelly, big guy on high school football, Marcus Bowles has done what he just does everywhere he goes.
He's a winner.
People say that coaching doesn't make a difference lots of times. I beg to differ. I think
well, he just wins everywhere he goes.
I think if they win the division, we should have him on the show soon.
Whatever that secret sauce is. I'll actually be tonight up in Raleigh. where the Lions are hosting Jeff Davis County. A lot of the last regular season games are played on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then the playoffs will begin next week for some of the classifications.
Yep. So did Peddle dethrone Oak Grove this year?
They did. They beat them 21-14. Mm-hmm. 28-21, excuse me.
So Oak Grove, clearly, though, they're a playoff team, right?
They have to win tomorrow night to clinch.
Is that a tough matchup?
They should win.
Yeah. But it's at Northwest Rankin, which you have to give them, you know. They should mm-hmm. win, though. You know, Kellen, the quarterback for Oak Grove, really good quarterback. You know, they have a good two running back head with Roman Causey and I forget the other player's name, but Roman Causey back there with Kellen Hall. Mm-hmm. You know, they got a really good one, too.
You know, in high school baseball, guys, clearly South Mississippi dominates the quality teams. Is that the same way in football?
No, I'd say the North. Yeah, I think the North. I mean, you got Tupelo, you got Oxford, and, you know, they've kind of been the teams to beat.
And years ago it was South Panola,
right,
up that way.
Oh my God, forever. Yeah.
And JUCO right. football tonight, the cat fight to end the regular season for the MACCC. Pearl River plays at Jones
now,
tonight.
That's two disappointing teams.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for both of them, yeah, based on expectations for, yeah, both of those schools.
Right.
And neither one will make the playoffs.
You know, you were in my office this week when Chuck Avity was here, and he made such a great point. He said, I never thought I would look at a standing and see Pearl River and Jones at the bottom.
And that's where they are.
And that's pretty rare.
You'd think that Pearl River might be making a coaching change. You've talked about that maybe.
I don't know. I know that Adam Brewer, the president down there, is really close with the head football coach. But it's also, like we've talked before, it's a business.
It's a business.
Yeah. I mean, Adam Brewer likes to win. And when you look at all the other Pearl River programs, basketball and baseball, they're top-notch. Same thing with Jones. It's been a disappointing football season, and they like to win in Ellisville. So,
yeah. No. Hey, as we depart, I want to remind you about our podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri. Really appreciate everybody that tunes into the show. However you find us, we don't really care. We're just glad you find us, and we enjoy talking Southern Miss Athletics with you every day.
Helena, Montana.
That's where we're going next week?
Yes, that's our next remote.
When Pickler came back in the building when y'all started talking about
the star just came in. I saw his limousine pull up.
Yeah, the host of the Ben Winpickler Hour was actually in the building with us. I'm a little intimidated. I don't know about you guys.
I know, well, Secret Service just walked in. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Him and Ted DiBiase share that limo, the $1 million man.
Thank you for listening. We really do appreciate it. Southern Miss.
To the top. Into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.